Bob Petrusky has two reasons for running for Sitka Assembly. The first is because last month he went for a walk in the woods and ran into Matt Hunter. Hunter is a former student of Petrusky's and at the time was running for the Assembly unopposed.
He said, well, you know, we need some other people to run. And, you know, and in the back of my head, I was like, not a chance, dude. There's no way.
But Petrusky came around, and the real reason he's running has to do with public service ideals he's held since childhood.
I just loved politics, even as a 10-year-old. Robert Kennedy was assassinated as he was running for president. And one of the things that he's known for saying was, a lot of people, and I'm paraphrasing, many people look at the world as it is and say, why? And I look at the world, look at things that aren't and say, why not? That's always stuck with me.
Petrusky has lived in Sitka for 29 years, and he said that attitude is part of the reason he focused on teaching U.S. history and government at Sitka High School.
For young people to realize that that there are solutions out there, and we should strive to look at the world in a positive way and try to come up with solutions to problems.
And in Sitka, the problem foremost on Petrusky's mind is maintaining the city's infrastructure, from school buildings to clean water.
I mean, we had an assembly member 3 weeks ago who seemed unaware of how old our infrastructure is. It was surprising to me, but it also opened my eyes that if an assembly member is unaware of that, then, you know, the average Joe on the street, you know, they turn on the tap and the water comes out. You know, they flush the toilet and the water goes away. And, you know, it's all kind of magic. And there, you know, people aren't aware that 20 years before I got here was when a lot of this infrastructure was put in. And, you know, it needs to be replaced.
Petrusky's other big priority is financial stability. And in his mind, that means a tax structure where every Sitkin pays for every service. He was critical, for example, of a measure by the Assembly last summer to levy a tax on motorists to register their vehicles.
There was what I thought was just a completely ludicrous discussion about a special tax on cars in order to pay for roads. There's nobody in this town that doesn't benefit from the roads. That's a shared thing.
That reasoning informs Petrusky's logic on taxes in general, whether it be for electricity or use of the harbors.
Should we just charge only the fishermen for the harbors? I don't have a boat, but I'll tell you what, that harbor means as much to me as it does to those fishermen, because if we don't have them, we're in trouble.
He also wants to generate revenue through the private sector. Petrusky says he supports business development at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, commenting that Silver Bay Seafoods is the biggest property taxpayer in Sitka.
I don't think that we're in a situation where we can let land sit idle. You know, I'm not for giving it away unless it's for less expensive housing. But if there's a way that we can give a business stability, a reasonable business, let's do it.
Petrusky says it can be frustrating living on an island sometimes. Things that are easy to find elsewhere, like jeans with a 36-inch inseam, aren't readily available here. The town's isolation can be expensive. But he also sees Sitka's location as a boon, from the marketing of salmon and other natural resources to the sheer beauty of the place. This summer, he hiked the Isle of Skye with his kids off the coast of Scotland.
Great vistas, beautiful views. Come back to Sitka, Alaska, and my kids take me up to Stargavin Ridge on a sunny day. We hiked back to a couple of mountain lakes, and we went swimming in those lakes, and I looked around, and it was more beautiful on Stargavin Ridge than it was on the fabled Isle of Skye in Scotland. I mean, there were people in buses on the Isle of Skye. This is a place that people, once they get here, they'll recognize there is nothing more beautiful than Sitka, Alaska. And we should encourage people to come up and see that.
This is Petrusky's first time running for the Assembly, and he hasn't served on any boards or commissions in Sitka before. But he thinks now is a better time than ever to make a run for it.
You know, I'm doing this probably more because of what Bobby Kennedy said to a 10-year-old than what Matt Hunter said to an old guy.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwonk.